Confidence starts with loving who you are. And when your skin feels nourished and glows on the outside, you naturally radiate confidence from the inside. Give your skin a glow-up with Osea's clinically proven Mega Moisture Duo. This ultra-hydrating body care features two of Osea's best sellers, Undaria Algae Body Oil and Undaria Collagen Body Lotion. These seaweed-powered heroes use skincare-level ingredients normally reserved for your face for results you can see and confidence you can feel. Osea has been making clean, clinically proven seaweed-infused face and body care products for over 28 years. This luxurious skincare is vegan, cruelty-free, and climate-neutral certified, so you never have to choose between your values and your best skin. Glow from the inside out. Get 10% off your first order with code GLOW at OseaMalibu.com. That's OseaMalibu.com, code GLOW.
Today's show is brought to you by Fandor. Sign up online or in the app for a free one-week trial. Just $4.99 a month for your all-access pass. Playing now on Fandor is Charade. In this romance suspense thriller, Audrey Hepburn is pursued by several men who want the fortune her murdered husband had stolen. Whom can she trust?
Hey, what's up, everyone? Welcome to another Fandor video podcast.
So good to be here.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, who?
Great to see you again.
It's good to see you as always.
And Bryn, our amazing producer.
Hey, up, making guys? It all happen.
Oh, yeah.
We have a remarkable guest this afternoon. His name, we don't know how to pronounce. So we're all going to take a shot at it. Ray?
Jaratana.
Ray, is that correct?
Dude, you win the prize right off the bat. Right?
Ta-da!
Yeah, it just, you know, there's a whole lot of Italian letters there. It just looks worse than it is, but you got it.
Right. Well, Ray, thank you so much for being here today. Ray has done work on Godzilla, John Wick, Captain America, and now after 20 years, you're back in the director's chair with a film called Tiger Rising. Is this correct? Am I right with my numbers? 20 years?
Well, you know, actually, this is my first film, actually. So,
well, according to IMDb, you directed something else like around 2002.
Yeah, that was like a ride film experience thing. But this is the first feature film.
All right. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Ray, in your own words, what is your film about, Tiger Rising?
Whoa. In my own words, honestly, the film Tiger Rising, I like to think of it that it's really about cages. And it's about these, you know, the cages that we put up to kind of protect ourselves in many ways from hurt and how we deal with, you know, tough emotions. It's based on a book by the wonderful author Kate DiCamillo. And she told a story of hurt and loss and how we get through that through the eyes of a 10-year-old boy, an imaginative 10-year-old boy. So I thought that was a wonderful thing. And I loved that she just painted this really wonderful picture of these human emotions that even adults go through. So, that's what it's about.
Cool.
In my own
now, you have a pretty star-studded cast. You have Dennis Quaid, you have Queen Latifah, you have Catherine McPhee. Are these the actors that you were imagining were going to be in this film? Like, how did you pick these specific people, and were they difficult to get? I'd really like to hear the story behind each person.
Oh, my goodness. Each one is pretty different. Starting with Queen, I will say that she was in my mind immediately when I wrote the script. And she was always my first choice.
How did you get her? Did you just send it to her and she writes back and says, Ray, well, I'm in.
You know what? You know, any A-list actor is basically impossible to get. You just start with impossible because they're so talented. They have a stack of scripts on their desk and, you know, you do what it takes. And we went through a friend of ours that was a friend of hers and finally got it to her. And I remember when we, you know, when we did and she was going to read it over the weekend, I thought, after all this time, oh my goodness, I'm asking this incredibly talented, multi-talented entrepreneur, artist, successful woman to play a maid, you know? I thought she was just going to like just laugh it away. But instead, no, she said she connected with the story. She connected with Rob. She saw some of her childhood in Rob. And, you know, none of us saw that. We were like, we were just so privileged to that she connected with the material. So let's see. That was Queen. Dennis, I remember when we sent it to him. Again, it's a little different because, you know, when Dennis, he's done family movies over the years, and he's usually, you know, that heart of gold, all American guy, you know, and here I'm playing, asking him to play this, you know, the quote unquote villain of the film, but he connected with it. I remember he walked by me on set and smacked my arm. Man, I'm having so much fun with this guy, you know?
All right. And how about Catherine McPhee?
Oh my goodness. Catherine was suggested from a friend and we spoke briefly, you know, one day and wow, she impressed me immediately. And she was so all about the character, all about the material right away. And she just brought it. She just came in and was, she just had so much warmth because the thing I was looking for Carolyn, I told Catherine right away was like, oh my goodness. I'm asking you here that to play this bolt of sunshine here, because the trick here is that the audience needs to fall in love with Caroline so they can, as much as Rob, her son is, they need to feel the loss that Rob has lost here. So that was a big ask, but boy, she was just there day one, right, ready to do it. So
a quick aside here. Catherine McPhee's married to one of the top 10 music producers of all time.
Yep.
And you know, I'm basically saying this for Chris and Bryn, the guy behind Michael Jackson, Dolly Parton, Hall & Oates, Aretha Franklin. His guy's name is David Foster.
Okay.
So I'm just wondering. He's kind of a big deal. And there's a great documentary on him on Netflix. But when you cast Catherine in the back, I was really like, I was looking at your crew. I was looking at everybody that was involved with the film. Was there any hope that Catherine's husband was going to come on as like a composer or a music supervisor? Did that ever cross your mind, Ray?
Honestly, no. Okay. Because you know what? No, the truth is, you know, I'm not like, you know, looking to hire somebody to get to their husband. No. I needed a brilliant, talented actor, and that was Catherine. And
she's been extraordinarily accomplished on her own. And
she's really good anyway. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
So what's been the response so far from your cast, from random people that have seen it? Do you have any heartwarming stories in terms of like people walking out of the theater or writing to you as a result of seeing this movie?
I got to tell you, we, you know what? A movie like this is a little tricky in that I told everyone right away, hey guys, we're not making a kid's movie. Okay. This isn't, you know, silly material. This is a little bit more than that. This is a human story. I want this to connect with adults as well. And So I told that to the actors. I told that to the crew right away. But that also puts it in kind of a tricky box. So, maybe some critics don't get that or not, but whatever. I don't care. We made this for the fans of the book. We made this for the audience. We made this for kids that don't know how to deal with their emotions. And we made this for adults that can see themselves when they were young or even older. So it was, I got to tell you, this weekend was a blast. I went to a kind of a private screening party of our, you know, some of our crew and the producers, and that was all Hollywood people. And that was a great audience to see it with. But then the next day I went specifically, my wife and I, producer, we went to a screening and just sat in the back, and we got to watch it that way, you know, with non-Hollywood people, just regular audience. And oh my goodness, dude, guys, that was a gift to hear them gasp in places, to hear them giggle in places, to hear all of their emotions, and then to watch adults walk out like wiping away tears, to, you know, seeing their discussion with their kids. That was a wonderful gift.
Fantastic.
Well, all right, Ray. Well, Tiger Rising is now in the can, literally. What's next for you?
You know, I got three or four things that I'm circling, and nothing specific yet, but one of them is completely different than Tiger, but actually most of them are quite a bit different. But they're, what's the same though is they're, what I usually connect with are really good characters that have layers and a story that means something to humans.
Okay.
For lack of a better phrase. How was that?
Yeah, it was amazing.
Yeah.
His name is Ray
Gerontana.
Gerontana.
I always want to put an N in. That was the first thing that I saw.
His film is Tiger Rising. It's available. You can get it on demand, and it's in the theaters, correct, Ray?
It's currently in the theaters. It'll be on demand in a week or two, I think.
Fantastic. Nice. And congratulations on your first feature again. So,
yeah. Hey, thanks, guys. Thank you for your enthusiasm. Thanks for getting the word out. We're a little tiny film, and we think we have something to say to an audience there. So
that's what Fandor and our podcast are aiming to highlight. So excited to be able to do this with you.
That's exactly right. Yeah. That's why we do these interviews, is for the little guy, the one that needs the extra promotion. We're here for you, Ray.
You know what? And seriously, it is appreciated.
Cool, man. We wish you nothing but the best. Thanks so much, brother.
Thanks so much.
Hey, thank you. Hopefully that was good for you guys.
It was. Excellent. Incredible. Right.
Yeah. Thanks for tuning in. Today's show is brought to you by Fandor. Don't forget to sign up online or in the app for a free one-week trial. Playing now on Fandor is Charade. In this romance suspense thriller, Audrey Hepburn is pursued by several men who want the fortune her murdered husband had stolen. Whom can she trust? That's Fandor, the home for cinephiles.
Mother's Day is just around the corner, and it's time to pamper the special moms in your life. And what better way than with Osea's limited edition skincare sets, featuring clean, vegan, cruelty-free products that are safe for your skin and the planet. Osea is a women-founded, women-led brand that's been making seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. This Mother's Day, Osea has two limited edition sets, perfect for gifting or keeping for yourself. Their Golden Glow body set includes three clinically proven bestsellers for silky, smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go facial set has everything she needs to achieve spa-level results at home. They're so beautiful, you can skip the wrapping. For a limited time, you can save up to $48 on Osea sets, plus get free shipping. That's Mother's Day made easy. Pamper the moms in your life and get 10% off your first order site-wide with code MOM at OseaMalibu.com. That's OSEAMalibu.com, code MOM.